Let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to be here. I thank you for your promise that if we gathered together and shared our worries, our needs, our concerns, our problems, and our joys, that you would be here also to share those things with us and to answer our prayers. Father God, we thank you for Jeremiah and the wonderful time he's having in Birmingham with the gymnastics and with all the young people who participate in various sports and the wonderful sportsmanship they learn and the camaraderie that they develop, those wonderful opportunities. Keep them all safe, Lord, traveling back and forth to games and playing their sports. Father God, Easter is indeed about family. It's about new life. It's about resurrection. I thank you for Britt and Israel who are here this morning and for their families, for Michelle and Shirley and for my family, for all of those families that help make up this church. Father God, we ask you to be with Lon tomorrow during his surgery and to guide the hands of those who do the surgery and help them. Father, we all have health problems from time to time, and we thank you for all of those healthcare people that make it possible for us to overcome those. Especially be with Judy and with Donnie Abbott as they continue to deal with Donnie's illness. And be with Dottie Hall, who has been diagnosed with lung cancer and bone cancer at its most severe stage. Be with Adam Fisher as he struggles with a tumor. And Jody's neighbor, who also has been diagnosed with cancer. Father God, heal them. Comfort them. Show them your way. Make miracles so that we can know that you are able to do all things. And make those miracles obvious so that we may know that it is you and not we ourselves who have the power to heal. Father God, we ask you to be with David and with Rita during her struggles with her illness and her setback. We thank you for David's test being good. Be with Lori Glover. And if this indeed be the end of her days, Lord, send people to her that can speak to her of your world, of your forgiveness, and of the possibility that you offer that we might have life and have it eternally. Father God, you are indeed good to us here at Bethel. You have given us so much, this wonderful place, this wonderful heritage, these great traditions. Be with us. Bless our visitors here this morning and all who could be here and all of those who could not be here, Lord. Help them to have visions of crosses filled with flowers, new life coming out of old death, new joy coming from old pain, new wonder coming from old sadness. Father God, we are Easter people. And we seek for the world to know that we are forgiven, blessed, but still human, carrying the name of your Son as we call ourselves Christians. And so we pray the prayer that your Son taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.